Afterword to Section 4. The poet C.K. Williams begins his book-length meditation on Whitman wondering where his music came from, a question that has haunted generations of readers and writers. How did an ordinary newspaper man and sometime carpenter become the poet central to American identity? Williams believes that we will never know when he first intuited and heard and knew that surge of language sound, verse sound, that pulse, that swell, that sweep, which was to become his medium, his chariot. Just to try to imagine him consciously devising it is almost as astounding as it must have been for him to discover it. But discover it he did. And the fourth section of the poem reveals that in his literary apprenticeship, Whitman sweated through fog with linguists and contenders, desperate as any young poet to find his voice. What he learned was how to witness and wait, keeping part of his imagination free from the fever of doubtful news, observing his surroundings with a keen eye, listening hard to the inflections of men and women from all walks of life, so as to render them in his verses with the respect that they deserve. A variation on his discovery in the previous section, I in this mystery here we stand, opens the second stanza. Apart from the pulling and hauling stands what I am. Notice that he does not write who I am, but what I am. The self, that is, constructed line by line, which keeps its distance from the crowd, watching and wondering. Here is the representative poet of a national experiment in democracy, who will not name himself until the 24th section, by which point he has become all of us. Walt Whitman, an American, one of the roughs, a cosmos.